Hello and welcome. This is Playing Favorites. I'm Paul.
I'm Justin.
Hello, Justin. How you doing?
Well, it's been a couple weeks since we last saw each other. And
yeah.
I am now sober and doing well.
Finally.
This is post-turkey, so it's post-Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is.
Very full and very sober now. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm still reveling in the awesomeness of our weekend that we got to spend together. A couple other friends, we gathered to watch bad movies that I chose.
Yes.
That was what we basically, what it boiled down to. I had like a menu, a prefix, if you will, of, you know, things to watch. Even like background stuff to keep keep our interest while we like played games or did something else. But yes, I want to ask right off the bat, which one was your favorite of the ones that we watched? But I figure we should like go through what we watched. Should we go in the
sure,
order?
I mean, that's why we're doing this episode, because we felt like the
yes.
the weekend though was fun, and I have to say it's like. I am borderline whether I think that watching these movies was a waste of time or or the best time of my life. It's one or the other. There is no in between. There is no in between. But yeah, I'll list off these movies that we just so everyone, we both, me and Paul, turned 40 this year. I did my own little party many months ago. We played more board games. So it wasn't as much discussion. Good times there as well. But this one, definitely, we had a lot to talk about, since we like talking about movies and things of that nature. There's many of a hilarity from this horrible weekend. But first off, go ahead. What was your plan?
This horrible weekend.
what was your plan for this lovely weekend? We spent 2 days in an Airbnb.
Yes. We only had 2 days. two full days. But so my plan was that like each day it would be like evening, and we would start like screening movies, and I wanted to start off with what I thought would be the strongest movie, the one that gets you all into the mood of good bad movies, and then I wanted to like ease you into others. But you were all so very adamant after the first one that you were like, go on, what else you got? So I pulled out the big guns right away. Okay, so our first day we watched, the first movie was Suburban Sasquatch, which is a awful movie about a mystical Sasquatch with the worst Sasquatch costume.
Familiar of this movie prior. The other ones,
yes.
The other people there were not. They had no idea what this was. But
correct.
I was aware of it. I feel we should give that YouTube channel a shout out.
Oh yes, absolutely. So it was Red Letter Media that I first even heard about this movie, and then watched their like detailed review of it. And I said, like, I need to see this. I sent it to you. You watched it. You enjoyed it, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like
YouTube video. I didn't watch the movie yet, but.
Mm-hmm. So it was like, the time is here. We're going to actually watch this movie as well. And it was every bit as magical as I thought it would be. But it was really boring in some spots,
sure.
A lot of just blah, 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 nonsensical talk. But it was a lot of fun. What was your favorite? I mean, should I just keep going through the movies and then we'll talk about like,
sure.
Which
I mean, I guess we
know?
Should just remind people what we usually do here. We didn't even like plug our own show. Like, I mean, like, I don't know who's going to, I don't even know who's going to watch this episode. If you are watching this episode, we typically do a lot of podcasts. You should check out all of our other podcasts. We do a lot of favorite episodes where it's like, or what's your favorite? We actually have done favorite bad movie, but I don't feel like these movies we're about to talk about would fit in that realm of bad movie. This is like below that. Like,
this is where mine are nowadays.
Sure. Like, but like, you know, lately we've been going through different films and movies. So, but you can find us on all the different socials, search Playing Favorites. We're on Twitter. It's all in the description. I'm not going to go nuts in this episode with all the plugs and the things and the what's nots and all that. But
The whodads.
But yeah, I guess you could, I mean, you could just list off the titles of them, I guess. How many movies did we actually watch? Like five?
Okay, so we watched Suburban Sasquatch. We watched Birdemic, Shock and Terror.
Look how the subtitle for that already.
at the end of the first night, we watched Werewolf, the MST3K. Okay. The Mystery Science Theater
ones, I think, were like they were good palate cleansers after everything else. Like, <Yes.
laughs> they were good ways to end the nights. Yes, I agree. That was good. So that was the first day. Second day. Oh, but also during the first day, like when we were eating, I put on the Kentucky Fried Movie.
Yeah,
which I wish we watched a little bit more of. It's like a sketch based movie, comedy movie.
All I know is like no one was really paying attention. Like we were playing board games too, like during that time, yes. Right? And all of a sudden, it's like there was just like a ton of boobs on the screen, like out of nowhere.
Yeah, there is a one of them that is like there's gratuitous nudity in it, and we're all of a sudden like, wait, what's going on? But yes. So the second day, we watched Samurai Cop, if you remember. We also watched a bit of Clash in the College, and then we gave up on that one because it was just too rough.
Yeah, that was really, really bad. I don't even know how you found these things, too.
and then the final thing was Space Mutiny, the Mystery Science Theater.
Yes.
Adventure, one of my favorites. Big McLarge, huge, the whole thing. It's great one.
Well, and then we kind of finished off the next day. We did that. We didn't watch the whole thing. What was it?
Yeah, because I was between Clash in the College and this other movie, the Neil Breen movie called Twisted Pair, and I chose like, all right, like let's go Clash in the College, and I wish I switched them, but now it sounds like I'm glad I didn't, because you seem to really despise the...
Oh my god, that last one was horrible.
Twisted Pair.
I was playing my Switch during it. Like, I just stopped paying attention after a while. Up. The college one, that one there, like, I was intrigued about where it was going. It was horrible. And, like, the journey to get through it was just, like, but there's a part of me that's, like, wants to see how it ends. Like, I'm just curious, like, mm-hmm. Like how everything makes sense, like in the end of that. Oh, anyways, we can talk about that more later. But like,
what was the Clash in the College?
I don't know. We had like an hour to go, so there's so much more we could have learned.
Oh, I know, that's right. It took so long, and it was only we still had an hour left of it. Oh, that was rough.
But my favorite one, like, okay, so do you want me to answer this as like, which one did I enjoy more? I guess, or which one's a better movie? That's, I guess.
Oh, no. It can't be which one's the better movie. It's which one you derive the most enjoyment from.
Like, I'm not going to count the Mystery Science Theater ones, because, like, those ones I just can't. Because I've watched them before, and they're just...
We know they're good. Yeah. We know they're good. They're not being judged here.
Like, the more I think back of it, the more I think back, it's like, Sasquatch I was excited to watch because I knew about it. But like Birdemic was just ridiculous. Like, I mean, really, Birdemic. I like when we started learning about like the history of the movie and like the director and how there's sequels supposedly, and just like Sasquatch. You just watch the YouTube video about that. You don't have to watch that movie, to be honest. Like, I feel like you get the same enjoyment out of the YouTube version than just watching the YouTube the movie. Like the movie is just like.
It's better to not watch the movie, actually.
It is rough. Like, we are finding like Easter eggs on our own, like, which was kind of exciting that you don't really find in that YouTube thing. But like it is fun just like kind of figuring those things out. But like I gotta go with Birdemic. Like, I'd never watch this movie again for the life of me. But I'd be okay and be interested in seeing a sequel. Like, if it was the right time and moment, like, I'd be like, interested. I'd be interested just to see if, like, if the effects get worse or better. Like, I'm just curious.
A just the effects, not the acting.
Sure.
Our main character who's literally like freezing inside.
But the same actors are in the sequels. I looked. It's the same actors.
I remember. Everybody was looking it up and like so excited. There was a Birdemic too.
I mean,
opening credit sequence takes 16 minutes.
Oh my god!
Before the movie actually started,
and it's like horrible. It's like it's just someone just like decided one day. It's like I'm gonna make a movie and just picked up their, I don't know, their, their not their iPhone. I'm just gonna say their iPod. Like and like their.
Oh really? I was thinking just handheld camcorder, you know. Holding it on the dashboard to get a good shot with the guy driving.
I'm going to describe what the story of Birdemic is based on my 7-year-old's opinion of the movie based on the trailer.
Okay. Wow.
So the movie is about digital birds in a war with real birds. That's what the movie's about. But it's not. Not at all. It's about what's the guy's name? Roy? Rod? Rod. His name is Rod.
Rod. Yeah. Rod. He's got a metal rod up his ass the whole movie. And fucking bend even just a little bit. He is like RoboCop. Do you remember when him and Natalie go back to his apartment and he like checks her out? Like she's got the lingerie. He just like like looks her up and down. It is so robotic and weird. My favorite part though is the boardroom scene when everyone is clapping for an hour and a half and then they like stop and then they cut to two more people that are clapping and then they stop.
I mean, we're not here to go over plot. I mean, if you're curious about the plot of this movie, there's nothing. It's just two people stumble through a movie and just think of like actors are like, I mean, literally actors were quitting left to right. So you would just get like random new cast members once in a while. Like, I don't even know what happened to his friend in the beginning. Like he was like a big role.
Right. 10 minutes. There's a new character. There's just a new person added into the movie.
And like, I swear that's just, like the kids. That's probably like cousins of like a film of cameraman. It's like, we don't have any enough actors. So let's put some kids in the movie. They'll have fun.
Like, that's right. The kids.
But
the thing that just reminded me of the guy that tried to hold them up, who tried to steal their gas, and he got his throat cut by a bird. But he was so soft-spoken. He's like, "You're gonna sell me some gas."
But we got an hour into the movie before we saw birds, and like
before there was a bird attack. But like, and when they start, Justin, though, they really start dive bombing the city, kamikazes, like exploding birds.
But they only attack the main characters. Like at the beginning, they show the city being destroyed, but no one else seems to care. Like there's people playing basketball in the background and just like.
Well, what did the scientist guy say there? That they'll only attack people in cars or at gas stations. Was that? Yeah,
it's all about global warming because the whole movie's about climate change and global warming. Because you get the lovely news broadcaster who literally is like this and over here.
Yes.
Like
so low with a giant TV next to it.
If you're watching our YouTube channel, I just presented like the visual of what the news broadcaster looks like. Oh boy.
Oh my gosh. Oh, the news broadcast, those were great. Oh, great scenes.
But our friend that was with us, I don't know if I'm allowed to, I'll just say his name, Joe. He was there. He loved and he kept bringing up the whole like Becky dying because she took a shit. Like,
she left. Yes. To go. Oh, they're like, where is
Becky?
She?
She's taking
a shit. Like, and then they like abandoned her, right?
No, like she gets attacked by a bird while she's taking it, like going to the bathroom.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Because she quit. Yeah. She quit the production to go to acting school.
Because clearly she was not getting any experience working on that set.
But the thing with this, I think that makes it even more hilarious is that Like, you think, like, okay, like, obviously people know what Sharknado is. Like, that's meant to be a bad parody movie with cheesy CGI effects. But this is, like, predates that. This is, like, trying to be Sharknado, but, like, with really, like, not like B-list actors. Like, I think Sharknado gets some, like, people that you know that aren't good at, but you know of them.
Some washed-up actors.
Yeah, you know them. This one is just, like, a bunch of people he found in the street. Or he put like a newspaper article out.
Craigslist.
Yep. And but then he just had like, I don't know, he must have found like stock photo birds that had animation GIF. Like they look like GIFs. They literally look like those old GIFs. Not a new GIF, but like the ones that you'd find on a website that would just keep doing the same animation over and over again.
Dancing Jesus, yes. those are plugins and you can buy them for like your visual effects program. So yeah, they're like cheap, bottom of the barrel.
But just the sound,
them and the and their sound effects. The
but then when just dies,
the same. The only can all kill, birds sound the same.
You only can kill one bird at a time. That's the thing. That's why they have. They're so strong.
I love it. It turns into Duck Hunt. Like you kill the one bird and you watch it fall.
And like when that happens, all the other birds stop squawking. It's like the audio. It's
completely quiet. Well, the movie really, if you want to know what Birdemic is, you really just need to watch the first, well, it's like 20 minutes. When you hear the first character speak a line. So you get the intro, 15 minutes of watching him drive, the music fades away, and then it just starts over again, and then the credits start to roll. You're like, oh my gosh, this is still going.
But like the theme of this weekend,
he goes to. I'm sorry, I just gotta say the first line that's spoken is the lady, the hostess at the restaurant. Do you remember that?
I don't remember what she said.
She says hi, but it is like the most clipped.
Oh, that's loud.
Right.
Right.
It's like hi, like it just blows your eardrums. But you're like, what the hell? She's like, I'll be with you in a moment. It's just the strangest way to start a movie.
But you bringing that up makes you realize, like, there was a theme to all of these movies. The main protagonist? Protagonist. Okay. They all were creepy guys that try to pick up random chicks in the most creepiest way. Yeah, all of them were. Even the one, the twin guy, like, he was really creepy too.
Yes, he is really creepy.
But, like, it's like, what was it? It's like he goes up, he like some girl sits down, he like creepily looks at her in the restaurant, doesn't even order anything, and then just gets up and follows her outside. And then he's like, hey, I went to high school with you. You want to give me your number? I'm a salesperson. I'm going to make a lot of money. Like, it's so weird.
This is how people reconnect after not seeing each other in years. He just, really just stalks the heck out of her really hard, really quickly, and gets her number. And the next thing you know, they're dating.
But
one of my favorite dates that they go on, though, is when they double date with his friend and his like mail order girlfriend.
Imagine peace.
Imagine, yes. when they walk out of the movie theater, he's like, what a great movie that was. An Inconvenient Truth. It's like, just so obviously, you know, here's our message about global warming. What a great movie. Like, what person talks like that? What a great movie. An Inconvenient Truth.
I just know before they started dating, the thing that made me mad initially was like, she has a audition. She's getting her photos done for the Victoria's Secret.
Yes, go and get her a photo shoot. Yes,
yeah, at the one hour photo place.
They zoom in on the 1 hour photo developer because that's where you go for a photo shoot, right? What's back there, Justin, at the 1 hour photo developer? Chemicals. Lots of photos hanging from clothespins.
Usually, you just go to Walmart for this stuff. I don't know why.
Well,
oh boy, that was definitely my favorite horrible movie.
The first, because of this is like an hour before we actually ever see any birds. It's like literally 60 minutes in. So So you see any bird attacks. Everything that happens in that first hour is like, everything is going great for our main characters. She gets called to be a Victoria's Secret model. His company, he makes, first of all, the biggest sale he's ever made for $1 million.
50% off, though. There's a discount.
Yes. 50, like, what kind of discounts are you giving for this?
That's
like,
not unusual, to be honest, but it's kind of funny when you hear it.
So he makes his first big sale, and then the company goes public and they all sell it and basically are all now millionaires. Like, everything is going well for them. And then birds attack. But it takes an hour to establish them.
And it's sad hour. Because he was selling solar panels. He was trying to help the Earth.
Oh, that's right. Yes. I liked it. I liked when they shot the guy coming to his house to tell him about solar panels. You know, that was a really cool part of the movie. Just like an appointment with a solar provider. Well, we put the panels right around here.
I don't even remember how it ends. Like, they get to the end. How does the movie end? Like, they don't, the birds, the other birds help them and scare them away? There's other birds, I think. And they just fly away and they're on the beach?
Yeah, they do fly away. I remember them watching all the birds fly away, but I forget what makes them. Was it the good bird? Birds?
There were other birds, I think, that, like,
seagulls.
The seagulls.
The seagulls. That's right. The seagulls come and, like,
it just happens.
Come and save them. And then they're all, like, flapping identically into the sunset, like a TurboGrafx.
And then Rod leaving the gas. You know, like, come on, Rod.
God, that was the first thing. We were like, you're leaving it. That was the first thing. Joe was like, go get the gas and put it in the car.
Anyways, that was Birdemic.
Birdemic. Well, I have some questions for you about Samurai Cop, which was boring, but it had some really unbelievable moments in it.
It was boring, but, like, it's a movie that I feel like I would have found myself, like, kind of watching halfway through, like, on cable. Like, you know what I mean? You flip into the channels, and, like, well, you know, back when that was a thing, you know, it's like, and you're halfway through, and you're just like, what's this movie? And why is this girl, like, in a bikini? And I'll just say, okay, I'll watch it for, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
You know what I mean?
Samurai Cop. Sounds cool. Okay. Yeah, no, this was totally a USA movie, you know?
USA.
We just watched this. You prevented, I got to say something about the movie that you prevented us from watching. But Samurai Cop, my favorite part I have a picture of. And that's when, during the fight scene where you could see the wig being pulled off of
I love the how main character found there. That Joe found that out. Like, he saw that. Like, he caught it.
Well, we all saw it, but Mike was the one that was like, we're going to go back and pause it.
Oh, yeah. Like, he, yeah. Because you weren't in the, like, room. I think we had to come back and rewind it, or no?
We all saw that one.
We all saw that.
What was the thing you, yeah, there was something that you made them rewind it for me to see.
Oh, that was the that was the chief, because it's like that, like, he was like, oh, he was trying to, yes, like, he was trying to, like, so, like, there's a chief, there's, like, there's Samurai Cop, and then his partner who brought him from San Diego or something.
Yeah, he's just
the black guy that's in every 70s movie, comic relief dude.
Yes, he does this.
Yeah, and he's trying to, like, convince his chief that everything's fine and Samurai Cop's a good guy, and then he, like, towards the end, it's just random. It's like he just goes over and the chief's like, I hate you, we're all gonna go to hell, and the typical, like, chief guy, and he just kisses him on the head,
yep,
and runs away. And it's almost like the thing happened, like, as, like, an after cut thing, like the actors are just goofing around, because, like, he, like, gets mad. And then you see the chief just lean back and just start smiling and laughing. It's like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it was like, oh, that was a good take. You know,
it was like a blooper. They forgot to cut, yep, or something like that.
They're like, put it in, keep it in the movie. There was very little cut from this movie.
Yeah.
They needed so much because the actor, they did so many reshoots. that they had to put a wig on the actor because he cut his hair, and the wig was like the Meredith or something. It was clearly a woman's wig. So good.
And it's funny because we came from like watching, which we watched Werewolf, which the guy had different hair every 5 seconds too. Like,
oh yes.
So it's like,
oh, he had the best hair though. It would change like with his mood almost.
But I think the thing we pointed out with Samurai Cop, like nothing happened at nighttime. It was all like during the day. Like it was a crime movie during the day. So they're all like going to the crime lord's brunch and like.
Yep. It's like at a diner. It feels like he's at a diner. You're like, oh, that's the crime lord's booth at the Cracker Barrel. You know?
And then he hits on the owner of the restaurant. And I love how she's like, I can't do anything on Sunday. I go to church. And then he just like, he goes and picks her up at the church. Like, hey, I'm going to make you some dinner. And he makes her like a rotisserie chicken. Like they're having Thanksgiving. Like
he made a Thanksgiving dinner in his thong. And it's like, yeah, this is for the two. It's also her birthday, so he's like, happy birthday, and he baked her a cake as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
All on a Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And fighting crime at the same time, like he, you know.
Yes, I love that. Indeed, all of the crime boss moments are in the bright of day, like a bright sunny day. Oh, every one of them. That was the problem with Suburban Sasquatch too. They couldn't film at night, so they filmed in blue filter night. But still, somehow, even like at least they tried. The Samurai Cop is just like, nope, it's during the day. Yep, everything happens during the day.
Everything important happens during the day. You have sex during the day.
Yes, all the seduction scenes, all of it's during the day.
Oh, what about that? Remember the Samurai Cop? Since we're talking about Samurai Cop, it's like, is that one scene with the doctor? And she's just like, there was like a 10-minute drawn out scene about how his penis wasn't big enough, and like it was
what the heck was that?
It had nothing to do with the plot. You never see the doctor ever again. She had there was no reason for her to even be in the situation. I think she was taking over the guy that they caught that was like mutilated and beat up. That's all she was there for, right? Like,
but you thought, like I would have thought as well, like, oh, this person is a character in this movie.
Yeah.
You know, like this person, we're going to learn something about her, or like her and Samurai Cop are going to like hook up later. And she's like, do you like me? Would you like to fuck me? Like, and he's like, yep, bingo. And yeah, I don't know. She was just like, your penis is too small. Like, I don't even know how the stupid euphemisms they came up with. But watching them talk was making me dumber. So I kind of zoned and out.
His partner was just like, is constantly close up of him making surprise faces.
He did have some really good faces. Like if there was an award for that, like he should win it.
I think he was my favorite character in the movie, to be quite honest.
He's the nicest. He just goes over and kisses the chief's head. Oh, all right. You prevented us from watching Mac and Me. That was the only other one that I... Oh,
because I don't know. It didn't fit the vibe. I'm telling you, I've watched Mac.
You don't think so?
No.
I've yet to watch it myself.
No,
so.
I don't know. Maybe we can watch it in the side, but like, I don't know. It didn't fit the... I guess... I don't even know how to tell you.
The Room would not have played well.
I was comparing it to all the other things we were watching, and like I remember Mac and Me. I mean, it's just your typical ET movie. Yes, that one scene is ridiculous, but the rest of the movie is just your typical ET movie. Like I don't remember
one scene, the wheelchair flying down my gorge. Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah, like
all right.
I don't know. I don't remember it being like that crazy. Like I felt like it's your typical, you know, middle like you know. Kid movie from that era. It was, I don't remember being that wild. But.
So it's not like worth a watch because it's so awful.
I don't know.
It's just like a just kind of typical
I mean, my memory of it's really.
I'm honestly very interested hazy. In whether I should invest my time in it.
I don't know. I mean, have you heard like other people say it's like a horror movie? Like I guess in the modern day sense, because I mean,
I've heard people say it's just like a schlocky ripoff of E.T. Sure.
Yeah, but and, like for a kid, like, but that's the thing. It's a ripoff of E.T. It's a ripoff of E.T. So I don't think it was fitting the vibe of terrible movie. It just would have been just us watching a bad version of E.T. I guess that's all I was trying to get at. But anyways,
Fair enough.
I was curious of all these horrible things that you would like all these, like, I guess it feels like the movies you watched were all like these movies that you took time to find. It wasn't just like random Mac and Me movie. It was like, oh, you read and I researched bad movies. I was kind of interested in that. So anyways.
Which is how I found most of these. Sure. But I appreciate that. I will ask you about the last movie, one we haven't talked about too much, and that is Clash in the College, which I had to agree with Joe that it was turning into like the young conservative handbook or something. It was weird. It certainly, like, it's a movie by a guy about his own experience being a foreigner in this country, you know, and coming in and being a college student as like an exchange student, or, you know, just attending college in the United States, coming from India, and how he experienced, you know, trying to order pizza. Do you recall this
when you ordered pizza? Those scenes didn't fit with the rest of the movie, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, it was like its own separate movie. Because those scenes are okay. That's like really like a kid's like video essay. You know, it's not even a movie. It's just like, here's a series of like things that happened to me, like culture shock. But the other parts of the movie are very confusing, because it seems to me, after watching that, all your best learning in college is done at a bus stop. Right, that's where you do the most learning.
They never go back to after a while, though. They just do all these scenes in a bus stop.
And people don't wait for the bus. They just get up and leave. Yeah, well, they like go, they talk with each other, and then they get up and leave.
Yep. And my reasoning was that was the best place to do it. So you didn't pick up the audio of the traffic.
But why not just do it in a classroom then? Do it on it was clearly done on a campus without, you know,
they only had that time slot, and they couldn't find a classroom that was going to let them do it.
I feel like this was filmed in the style of Matt Payne, like over a winter break. You know, like you've got this very limited amount of time between the holidays.
Matt Payne that no one knows about except for people.
It's our movie. Sure. But it's a terrible movie.
Better than this one, but better than most of you watched.
I thought we had some good ideas in Pain. Some of this is like just dead. Like, ugh, what were you even thinking?
My the thing that I thought that was hilarious was that all the bedroom scenes are in a hotel room. I love that.
Well, like all the office scenes, yep. All the bedroom scenes. When they zoom in on the house, yep. When it's the professor's house, and it just like it's a Holiday Inn.
And it's like he comes upstairs to his, because he's the one character is staying at his teacher's house.
Student is staying at the professor's
house. And he goes upstairs from the kitchen that they shot somewhere else to the bedroom, which is like when he opens the door, you see all the other rooms that of the hotel, like
all the doors of the other hotel rooms outside the door. And we saw like oh look, there's the luggage rack that's in the closet. There's the two twin beds. There's the big mirror. We started calling it. I mean, we just like pointed and like, look, there's the mirror. Like,
my
look,
favorite
there's
thing
the twin
was
bed.
When they used the table that's in the hotel room for the office for the doctor.
Yes.
Yes. And like you see in the background, you see the coffee maker on the ground. Because
the single pot, you know, single cup coffee maker in your hotel room. Oh, that was good. No, he seriously had like this. He had the hotel room and he used the hell out of it. But they had the adjoining rooms. That's how they made it look like professor had a very big house.
It was good detail. Good detail.
Yeah. Very good details. Justin, what's up? Go ahead. No,
I was just gonna say that movie just didn't make any sense for like, I think like characters just disappeared all of a sudden. Like I think the girl that was at the bus stop, I don't feel like she showed up again for a while. Like I don't remember her showing up again. Like
And I don't even know what her story was, except that she was getting information about college from different people. I don't know. But besides Clash and the College, there were a couple I'll call them honorable mentions that we wanted to watch but either couldn't or for whatever reason just didn't. So we have on this list Death Wish 3, which we could only watch on the TV on a different TV from where we were. So we settled in on something else. I think we settled in on a Samurai Cop instead. Mm-hmm. And Mortal Kombat Annihilation. I was a little bummed that we didn't watch that one. But same thing. It was downstairs.
Downstairs. Let's just talk about the Airbnb really quick that we were staying at. so we were staying near your college or alma mater, I guess. Like you're near
alma
your
mater,
college.
Yeah. Yeah,
we were near. And when we picked out these Airbnbs, because we were on video chat looking at these things, and we were like, "This is literally a porn house. Like this is a porn house," and because it has every single scene you would look for in a porn house: a bar, a pool table. Mm-hmm. There was a bedroom that I slept in that was like mirrors and like lights shining down.
Yeah, like track lighting, like.
I referenced this to somebody else. They did a good point though. Like that wouldn't be a good place to film that though, because of the all black walls for some whatever reason.
Yeah, a lot of black walls.
There was a lot of black curtains in this house.
Yep.
There was
doors,
gigantic
curtains,
gigantic pool. There was a hot tub that was broken. We didn't realize it was broken though, because until the repairman came to say he was going to fix it.
As we were leaving, yep. There.
But yeah, it was definitely it was a good Airbnb. It just had some kind of, I guess, uniquenesses to it. I guess the layout was really weird.
Long.
The layout was weird.
Yes, very long. We were like to get to where you and I were sleeping, like where our bedrooms were. It was like a walk. Yep. It was like quite a walk away.
It's like every time where's Paul, you'd be gone for like 20 minutes because I feel like you would. Like I didn't know where you.
Well, yeah, I like walk down there, and by the time I'm down there, I'm like, oh, let me check my phone. I'll go to the bathroom. Okay, well, I'll start the walk back now. Like,
but of course, I got curious in this place, and as I'm like looking through the closets in my room, like,
you found some interesting movies.
We should have watched those movies. But no, we found a bunch of lovely porn VHSs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there was
real
a VCR.
Ones.
We couldn't even find real inputs ones. To these TVs. So I don't even know how we would have done it. But I found Debbie Does Dallas 2. Not one, but two.
Two. There was that. They were all like actual, like not like filmed off of a, you know, channel or something or copied. They were all like actual purchases, but like in very
those old.
Like old yellow, like
brown
VHS
case.
Plastic covers for them.
Yeah.
But they were all labeled, and yeah, it was creepy and weird. There was also a hatch down to sub basement that was weird.
That was weird.
That was in the closet off of my bedroom. Yes, so I was convinced that the owner was like under the house, like while we were there.
Yeah, we were joking how there's cameras like videotaping us the entire time.
Yep. Yep. Oh, weird. Oh,
but God, I was trying to get like a power to places too outside in the rain. And I felt like the guy from, I felt like Newman from Jurassic Park.
Oh, Nedry.
When he was trying to tow his truck. Like I was running around with like an extension cord and all this stuff. But yeah, it was a good time. But yeah, that Airbnb was definitely was something special for sure.
Yes, a strange place, but a fun place. All right, Justin. Well, this has been fun. I've enjoyed recounting these movies, and I'm already thinking about what movies I'll have to inflict upon people in the future. I got a couple more in mind. But now I know that you want to avoid the Neil Breen movies. Those are a little too much for you.
God, I don't know. I couldn't. Maybe it was just like because that was the last thing we were packing up. Mm-hmm. It was like that morning. Maybe I wasn't drinking alcohol during that movie either. So like that would have been. But I definitely was not as invested for sure.
No, you weren't into that. But that's quite all right. We'll find your favorite bad movies here as we keep going. But thank you again for indulging me. This has been a fun little romp through our our 40th year of life and watching bad movies. So, all right. Well, I'll sign off. I'll say this is Paul.
This is Justin.
Have a good one. Thanks for watching or listening.